Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to our Kingdom Gathering Online Church message and service. This is your host, Apostle Minetta here. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We are excited to be back with you every Sunday morning. This is our sacred Sunday morning worship service. If you have been with us, since the beginning of the year, we welcome you to our year of victory and success. We will be here every Sunday live to share with you our series on 17 biblical principles of victory and success. So save us, mark us on your Facebook page, on our Blog Talk Radio page. We want you to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. Amen, amen. So join us live each day as we gather live at 5 during our morning prayer time. That's 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to join with us as we go to the altar of intercession Monday through Friday. Amen. We want all of you to be a part of what God is through this ministry in Jesus' name. And so today, beloved, as we continue here on our online church Kingdom Gathering, I want you to mark in your calendar some of our upcoming events. I already shared with you a live at 5. Also coming up, we will have, starting in the month of April, our online school of ministry, our school of ministry. And if you are interested in being a part of our online school of ministry, we want you to email us at faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. That's faithatworkmissions@gmail.com for your application. There is a registration fee, but admission is free. And so you can contact us regarding the Global School of Ministry. And then, beloved, we have quite a few exciting things that are happening upcoming in 2017. In the month of March, we are celebrating International Women's History Month, and we have a variety of events and programs. You can follow us on Facebook and get the information. Go to our page under my name, Minetta Hare, and it is posted there. And we look forward to you being a part. Or you can go to our Good Success University, Good Success University page, and the information will be posted there as well. So those are just a couple of announcements that we want to share with you before we go into this morning's program and teaching. We are kicking off today our Partners of Hope campaign. We are believing God for 1,000 Partners of Hope to partner with God and to partner. We continue to do the work of the Lord to outreach locally, nationally, and globally. And if you are led by the Holy Spirit, Partner of Hope, as you give and support through your tithes and through your offerings, we will gladly receive them. We have a secure PayPal account. It's paypal.com. And our email address, the only email address that you should use, is faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. We will have that posted as well on our Facebook page. You can go to the link of paypal.com, and as well as our email account. So we look forward to you becoming one of the 1,000 partners of hope. And there's a scripture that we are basing it on, found in Deuteronomy chapter 1. And this is the prayer that I'm praying over you as a partner of hope, found in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. For your hearing, I want to read it and then pray this passage of scripture over you and your household this morning. The word of the Lord for his people. And it says, the Lord God of your father makes you 1,000 times more as you are and bless you as he has promised. That's the word of God for his people this morning. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you all honor, praise, and glory. For we know all blessings, all wealth, prosperity, favor comes from you. And so, Lord God, I pray over the partners of hope this morning, oh God, that you will bless them 1,000 times more in their lives. And as you bless them, that the blessings of the Lord would make them welcome, rich, without toiling and without sorrow. That is my prayer for our partners of hope. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I pray that you receive that blessing this morning. Our scripture today for our kingdom gathering here on Sacred Sunday is found in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 11. That is our Sacred Sunday scripture this morning, found in the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 24. A very familiar passage of scripture. It says, for your hearing, therefore I say unto you, whatever things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them. That's the word of God. Amen, amen. Beloved, the word I want you to think on, or I should say think on and meditate on, are three. Pray, ask, believe, receive. Pray, ask, believe, and receive what the word of God is saying to you this morning out of Mark 11, 24. What are you believing God for today? Think about that. What are you believing God for right now? Is it healing in your body, a financial breakthrough, restoration in your relationships, in your family? What are you believing God for? A promotion? What are you believing God for today? For Mark 11 is telling us, whatever you desire, beloved, pray, ask, believe, and receive, you shall have them. And so if you are listening in live and you're part of our Facebook family, I want you to post it in our comment section. We want to be in a prayer of agreement with you this morning that God's word is true and it shall come to pass in your life. Amen. We are thanking God this morning for his word. As we continue here in this series, the 17 biblical principles for 2017. It's a year of victory for you and for me. Greater victory. Amen. Complete victory in all that God has given you to do in your life, in your family, in your community, in your nation. So as we continue this series today, beloved, of the biblical principles for victory and success, that you believe the word of God. You believe his promises, which are yea and amen. If you have a question, you may have a prayer request, I want you to join. You can dial in and our time that we have remaining, that we can be in a prayer of agreement. Our guest number that you can call is 347-945-6272. That's a live number for the next 15 minutes, 347-945-6272. We want to hear from you. And so as we look at the Word of God and these biblical principles for victory and for success to dwell in our lives, I want to continue. This is message number 5 or session 5. We've already covered 5 biblical principles over our last broadcast. And the first one, just as a refresher for those that may be listening in for the first time, for these are wisdom nuggets, biblical wisdom nuggets for success, for victory. Number one was trust in God. Trust in God. Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. The second wisdom nugget was humility. Third, confession and repentance. Fourth, integrity. Fifth, courage. As God told Joshua, to be bold and courageous. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Read that, beloved. So those were our first 5 wisdom principles, nuggets for success and victory. And so today, I want you to write down, I pray that you have your journal, I pray that you have your Bible, that you will go back and you will meditate on these wisdom nuggets, these wisdom principles for success in your life. Because God wants you to have good success. He wants you to prosper. And for those that follow the ministry via our Facebook postings, that we have been talking about success. We've been talking about you being prosperous, that God takes great delight in your prosperity, that God wants you to prosper. So as we pray God's word and we ask and we decree and declare and meditate and memorize and confess God's word, that it will come to pass in our lives. And so today's nuggets that I want to share with you in the remaining time for you to capture, wisdom nugget number 6 is fellowship. That's right. We know the word of God says how good it is for us to fellowship with one another. And so the Christian life was never meant to be done alone. In other words, beloved, we're not meant to be solo birds. Me, myself, and I. But we are called to be in fellowship. There are many believers, many members, as the Word of God says, but there's only one body. There's one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one God, Father of all. So we are to operate in a spirit of unity. Just as Jesus prayed to his Father, he said, make them one as we are one. That was a prayer, beloved. So physically, mentally, spiritually, we were created to be with others. And the importance of biblical fellowship is literally life-saving. It is a biblical principle for us to have biblical fellowship online, live, where you can call in, we can pray for you live. That is biblical fellowship. A live at 5 prayer call Monday through Friday that you are connecting, because many cannot physically enter into the house of the Lord. And so, through the capability of the internet and telephone and radio and TV and all means of media, we are able still to have fellowship, because it takes on a life-saving attribute for many. So I pray for a spirit of fellowship and a spirit of unity to be among the people of God this morning. Whatever time you may be listening to this broadcast, you may be on live with us, or you may be listening to it as a podcast. But Ephesians chapter 4 tells us, let me read that for us this morning. For it says, amen, talking about unity in the body of Christ, amen, because many times we walk away from connecting to one another because of something may have happened, strife may have happened, the enemy comes, and not but to kill, steal, and destroy, but he comes to divide us as well, beloved. And it says, beloved, starting in chapter 4 of Ephesians, I want to start reading at verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, in all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. So make us one, Lord. Make us one in heart, mind, spirit. For the spirit of unity and the spirit of fellowship. So, beloved, that's wisdom principle number 6 for success and victory in your life. No one goes into battle to fight by themselves. But God is raising up an army, kingdom force, an army to advance his kingdom. Number 7, kindness. That is a biblical principle for success and for victory in your life, kindness. We know that is also one of the fruit of the Spirit that's found in Galatians. Oh, this is rich for you this morning, beloved. I pray that you are writing this down as you go back, as you will read for yourself. But when we think about kindness, our kindness will very often have a rippling effect on others around us, in our family, our friends, our church, our workplace, our community. It'll have a rippling effect on others. We may not ever meet this side of heaven, but our rewards will come. as Christ's hands and feet here on this earth. And what an opportunity we have to be kind and to demonstrate God's love for the world to see. The kindness of God. The love of God. When you think about what God is speaking to each of us this day, beloved, what he's saying to you today regarding kindness, that we would bear the fruit of kindness today, showing it one to another, serving one another with a spirit of kindness. In Galatians 5, verse 22, for your hearing, I will read the word of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. So when we think in terms, beloved, gentleness, temperance, kindness, goodness, meekness, that we would have that spirit. Amen. And then the principle for success. I'm talking about biblical success and victory in your life is goodness, which is one of the fruit of the Spirit as well, beloved. When we look at the world around us, we often times may not see a lot of goodness, but it's there. Acts of goodness, acts of kindness, random acts of goodness, random acts of kindness, random acts of goodness are practiced all around us every day. And when we look at goodness from the perspective of God's word, we are often challenged to take this concept to even a higher level in our lives. Are you bearing the fruit of kindness in your life? That's what we want to be. It's fruit bearers. That we are bearing the fruit of kindness that will bear much more fruit to our acts of kindness every day. Amen. Well, we're coming to the close of this hour on our sacred Sunday worship service, kingdom gathering, that you would go back and you would listen to the word of God that's been shared with you out of Mark 11:24, for you to believe in God, trust God, have faith in God. What are you believing God for today? So as we look at these biblical principles for success, number 9 nugget is thankfulness. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's worthy. Thankfulness, gratitude, and thankfulness are attitudes of the heart that will carry you through life's storms and challenges and trials and persecution. And it enhances the joy. Another spirit, fruit of the Spirit, is joy. That's right. Gratitude and thankfulness are attitudes that's going to carry you, beloved, through life storms and enhance the joy and success you celebrate. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So we have so much to be grateful for. And our prayer is that this worship service, this experience, this gathering, every Sunday will bring to life the attitude of gratitude. This series, beloved, that as you express and actively engage the word of God in your life, fellowship, kindness, goodness, thankfulness, and the last word is joy, the fruit of the Spirit. The true source of all joy is available to you, beloved, 24/7. It's available to each of you that's listening in this morning. And I'm saying to you, don't settle for anything secondhand. Go to the source, the authentic heart of Jesus. Make your request known, your prayer, your petition, your supplication with thanksgiving. This is where you will find joy. Many people look everywhere else for joy except for this most important place, the authentic heart of Jesus. So I pray that joy will overflow in your heart this day, that you would bear the fruit of joy. You would bear much fruit, and that fruit would remain, that you would have the aroma, the fragrance of joy and thankfulness and goodness and kindness and a spirit of unity oozing out of your spirit, out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your emotion, that the joy of the Lord truly is your strength this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I know we have come to the close. For those that have listened in live, we pray God's blessings upon you this day. We look forward to you joining back with us next week here on Kingdom Gathering Online Church. I pray God's blessings upon you this day as you pray, ask, believe, and receive the blessings of the Lord upon you this day. I extend to you again the opportunity to become a partner of hope. Partner with God through this ministry as we advance the kingdom of God around the globe. We need your support. We need your help. And so, beloved, make a first fruit offering. Send your tithes, your offering, so we can be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So may the blessings of the Lord make you rich. May God's peace, God's provision, God's protection, God's prosperity be upon you and your household. That is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. As we open with Deuteronomy 1:11, may the Lord God bless you 1,000 times more as he has promised. Amen, amen, amen. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom.